Hello and welcome to Walk and Talk podcast episode number 4. I'm calling this one, Life is Not a Petting Zoo, it's more like a battery farm. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about why I've come up with the name for this title of the podcast. I heard it on my way home after work on the radio as part of the lyrics to a new song, and it sings to me quite clearly, even though you might wonder why I would choose that name. It's because every morning before I get to work, I try and reprogram my brain by taking the first 15 minutes of the day to listen to motivational speaking, affirmations, anything that'll get you motivated in the right frame of mind to work. I arrive to work 15 minutes earlier every day and spend that 15 minutes just listening to these motivational videos or music or something that will help reprogram the mind from automatically going into a negative assumption. The brain plays all sorts of tricks on you that tries to make you think the most worst case scenario, that everything's going to fail, that you're not going to achieve. So you actually have to wake up and be committed every morning, and you have to reprogram the brain to start thinking positive messages. You have to start channeling and controlling that inner critic, because that's what the brain does. It tries to look for reasons not to do stuff. It tells you look for reasons to not be motivated in the morning. It tries to say, oh, why did you get out of bed? Why did you bother doing this? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? It always is looking for a reason not to do something. So you actually have to go and actively challenge your mind. And a lot of the most successful businessmen, the most successful motivational speakers all use this technique. They go and they spend the first waking up, try and greet the day, be thankful for what you've got, because you never know when you're going to have some kind of life-threatening accident or some debilitating disease that could change your life. But then even if these events do happen, if you do have an event that causes you sickness, causes you dismemberment or loss of limb or loss of activity or paralysis or anything like that, some of these people go through this mental reprogramming and have much happier and much productive outcomes because they weren't actually in the right frame of mind before. They were going through this kind of just existing phase where they couldn't actually tell themselves that they were happy. They would always be criticizing themselves internally. They would listen to this internal voice saying to them, no, you can't do this, you won't be able to achieve this, you're going to fail. And that's what the mind does. It always tells you the negative things. So you actually have to go and tell the brain, no, yes, I can do this, I have to go on, I'm going to have a great day, today is just like any other day. So it's about keeping this as a ritual. Every morning you must try and say to yourself, okay, no, I'm grateful for what I've got. I've achieved so much, and that you can succeed and you can achieve the outcomes.